Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patrick out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Blitz coming. Gets it off. Flips it downfield. And is caught by Devontae Parker. Did he stay in bounds? If so, it's a touchdown.
What a catch by Devontae Parker.
Fitzpatrick throwing high into the air.
Got it.
Parker, touchdown.
Can't stop him. Devontae Parker. We've been waiting for that throw in the corner of the end zone. We got it that time.
We take your football team and we take your Rocky music, Philadelphia. You bum-ass city. It's going to be like that NBA playoff time, too. Just get ready. Be waiting for it. Love to see you and old Thumb Simmons try and come back from a win like that yesterday, like Jimmy Buckets did. Throwing his neck out of there. Getting to the line like crazy. Yeah, he's shooting like 40%, but who cares? He's shooting like 100% from the free throw line, and he gets like 90 a game. Who cares, Leroy? My guy, Jimmy Buckets. Learn Slovenian. Dobro do.
Adio.
What are you guys doing?
Have you seen Tyler Hero's chain, Leroy?
Oh, boy.
Would you like to see what he's rocking? I will tweet this out so you guys can see. This is from Kendrick Nunn's Instagram page. That is them, by the way, apparently playing chess on the team plane.
Why does he look like one of those Russian fighters?
I don't know.
And doesn't look like he's in like a white Russian sweatsuit.
A little bit if he didn't have the hoodie.
Right.
A little bit, yeah. He a little bit. He's good, man. That guy, that kid lights it up for 19 years old. 19, he's very impressive. 5 for 5 against the Warriors on Friday night. I don't care if that's a bum ass team. That kid is good, man.
He is.
He's very impressive. But yeah, man. Big stories, of course, from the weekend. You had the Heat. They got themselves a win against the Nets. Big win on the road. The Dolphins, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Not as hurting about this win. I feel good about it. It was a fun game to watch. There was trickery.
Don't you like being entertained?
I was entertained.
Like, you were entertained.
I was entertained.
And, like,
and I haven't said that about a lot of Dolphins
I was
games.
Golfing with one of my buddies. Let me tell you what this jackass said. I said, are you going to the game? Because he has season tickets. He has season tickets forever. Yeah, man, I'm going to watch the Dolphins lose. I'm going to get excited. I'm going to tailgate, watch them lose, and get ready for a higher draft pick.
Oh, yeah.
So
what's wrong with that?
Are you disappointed your team won?
Nah, that was a fun game.
No, you understand what I'm saying?
Once the game starts.
If that's my team, I can't be disappointed if they win. Like, how do you guys do that?
You ever beat Brian Hoyer? Huh? It's a disappointing feeling.
Have I ever beat Brian Hoyer?
Yeah, like you barely beat Brian Hoyer. It's a disappointing feeling.
No,
this wasn't.
We lost to Neil O'Donnell 3 times in 1 year.
At least that 3rd time was in a playoff game, you know, not in the same circumstances.
Doesn't matter.
Like this was entertaining. You broke a team season, which was fun. You had Devontae Parker. He was awesome, and he had insanely good catches. You've only been waiting for that for 5 years, but hey, good is good. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it took him a little time to thaw, then we're happy.
I just hope he don't come out this week and have a ball start bouncing off his chest and his face mask.
Oh, yeah. I don't want like any hamstring pulls or anything like that. No, you got to finish it out. What do we got, 4 more games? Finish this thing strong, Devontae.
He's going to have a 1,000-yard receiving season.
Yep.
Does he already have it?
No. He's like 800 and change, high 800.
No, he's definitely going to get it, though.
1,000 yards?
Definitely going to get it. Maybe a shot at double-digit touchdowns. And then he's going to hold out.
No, he's not going to hold out.
He's going to hold out. He's going to hold out.
How would you handle a holdout?
How would I handle a holdout? If I was Devontae Parker?
No, you. If you were the Dolphins.
Oh. I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I'd be like, sit your ass down.
Or.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but what if. What,
this guy.
But someone's going to have to pay him.
You're the same as him. Right? Like, soon as you want to make a phone call. That's why you got no friends on the Heat.
I have a lot of friends on the Heat.
You traded them all.
Nah, me and Goran, we're like this, man. We're tight.
Wait, what's your excuse?
For Kawhi.
It was for Kawhi. It was for Kawhi.
Don't matter. Like, Gogi said to you, do you understand what you have done? We can no longer be friends.
No, we...
Yes.
He understands. He understands. Listen, he's having a good time. The damn Heat traded him. They traded him this offseason to Dallas. Dallas just pretended they were deaf. But it's all good, baby. It's all good. Who's best friends with Jimmy Butler on the team now? He ain't getting traded now.
Ooh.
You Jimmy Butler's best friend. You teaching him Slovenian. Goran is untouchable. He's not getting traded.
Tell me if anybody feels like this. Very disappointed the Dolphins won. Waste of a season. The Dolphins can't even tank properly.
Here's the problem. This is why I disagree with that guy, though. Okay? Yes, they lost out on the number one overall pick. It seems like. They have a very soft schedule coming up. They seem better coached than any of these bum-ass teams that they're about to face. But because you have the parachute of Tua's bad hip, you're going to get Tua. Discount Tua. Which is even better. It'll be cheaper. You know? You won't feel as pressured to play him the next year because he was the number one overall pick. Maybe bring Fitzpatrick back for a year. Then you can go get next year's Chase Young, Robbie.
No.
I'm in on that.
By thinking of the positions and what's available, there's only this year's Chase Young. But you can get another Tua next year. It seems like there'll be quarterbacks coming up.
I mean, I did before the past couple games, I thought Greg Rousseau could be a Chase Young kind of game, but then he had zero sacks against FIU. So
yeah, well.
He was back on a little bit yesterday, but I mean, Saturday. But
yeah, well, whatever. Duke.
So yeah, Duke. Yeah.
Whatevs, Duke.
Well, that's a step up because week before that, you lost FIU. So
hey, and by the way, this discount too is kind of like what the Seahawks did with Bo Callahan. He fell all the way down to six, and it saved their salary cap problems.
Right. You know what he's talking about? Draft day.
Oh my God!
Let's get the headlines.
What are you still referencing that stupid movie?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It has to be a rough weekend for you too, because your Browns lost to the Steelers. They always lose to the Steelers, no matter the circumstances.
No, they beat them last time. They split the year.
But the Steelers got the revenge.
Yeah, but did they? Did they split the year? They lost Myles Garrett for the year.
Yeah, that's true.
Another two games back of the Steelers in that playoff spot.
I mean, I'm even more, like, I would like to say I'm disappointed and what Michigan did, until I start looking at why it happened. Look how small they look. How they just got dumb trucked all over the field.
Texter writes in, I would tell Devonta that I could hold out D's.
Yep.
D's nuts.
Yep. Well,
it's always funny to me.
Wasn't too funny to Robbie because he was over there gyrating.
Bum ass Gays lost to another winless team. Another great part of the weekend. Panthers got a shutout this weekend, even though they may have a goalie controversy
again,
now.
I would rather say, if I'm the Dolphins, I would sacrifice a couple of draft positions to have something more solid that'll last. You know, so you look at teams like the Jets, teams like Washington, who might have higher picks, right? What are they going to do with higher picks?
Yeah, Tua might not last. I mean, he's
right.
Tua's like you get the latest iPhone, but you're not allowed to ever use a case on it.
Huh.
That's kind of like any small thing could just chip it, and then it's ruined. It's not the same. Yeah, you have a quarterback, but it's a little dinged up. You ever use a cracked iPhone? It's just not the same.
So what if I told you right now that both quarterbacks were healthy at draft time with the history of Tua and his injuries and Joe Burrow, and you're a team that has one of the top draft picks?
Yeah, so you got to go with the guy who is more built for this.
Right. Okay. I was just wondering.
But you're not going to get him. That's over now.
No, I know, but I was just wondering because, you know, you, like, some people back themselves into a corner when it came to Tua, and now they're going to go and get Tua at all costs because say we got our guy. So, yeah, I was just wondering if you would change your mind, which I was accurate.
What you got, Robbie? What do you mean? Whoa. What is that? What is that snide little
that
comment?
That you would go, what?
What do you mean? Which I was right. Like, what do you mean you would change your mind? He's got a busted hip.
I know, but that never stopped you before.
What do you mean it doesn't stop me before?
It never stopped you before. You wanted Kawhi.
Well, he's really good.
He had played in a year.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, okay. It matters with Tua. That's all I want to know. I want to know that it matters.
Tua's not going to have 300-pound men try and break him every
right.
time.
I know. I mean, again, if they're both healthy, you still can't take them, right?
Kawhi's driven everybody so nuts, they're trying to change the NBA schedule. Four tournaments a year.
So, question. With Tua.
Yeah.
Like, if they're both healthy, you got to take the other guy, right?
Just but they're not going to have the option of the other guy. The other guy.
You, as long as you got all those draft picks, you always have the option.
Yeah.
And my ass. Listen.
They've had
if you really want that guy,
hey, Red Rifle,
you can get that guy.
Yeah, Red Rifle shot all his bullets, baby.
They have 17. They have 17 needs, and they can't afford to give up draft picks to move up.
True. Agreed. But
you having this conversation with Dorte?
No. Right. I wanted to kill him.
Oh, sorry.
I wanted to kill him. Dude.
Duarte was texting me on Friday because he was like, yeah, we had a good show. You know, Leroy and I got into a little bit. It was all in good fun. I said, I texted him back. I have a feeling it wasn't all in good fun. Go ahead, Robbie. What do you got, man?
Yeah, the Dolphins, by the way, they are calling the fourth position as far as the draft order is concerned, only ahead of the Bengals, Giants, and Redskins. And now also the Atlanta Falcons are in the party now because they're also 3-9 too. And then you got a couple teams at 3-8-1, Detroit and Arizona right behind them. And then a slew of 4-8 teams, including the Jets, who the Dolphins play this Sunday.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
We haven't gotten to this headline yet, Tobin. And this, I'm sure you were sans pants.
Mm.
I mean, it was Thanksgiving. You did have to loosen up the pants, you know, for all that eating. But also at Thanksgiving, you know, Dana White saying that Conor McGregor is going to come back January 18th to fight Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
I'm hyped for this matchup because I've been wanting it for a very long time.
Don't you hate when fights happen too late and now... Like,
it's not the same. I wish Cowboy wasn't in the position that he was in. But he's been through a lot of these ruts in his career before because he's been fighting forever. He has more UFC wins than anybody. So it's not to say he can't beat Conor McGregor. He could still whoop his ass. He could still whoop his ass on any night. He definitely could. It's also a little weird to me that it's at 170 pounds. Some people are theorizing that he's trying to prove that he's big enough to fight Jorge Masvidal, which... Listen, you can go knock out Don Cerrone in one punch. I don't care. Jorge Masvidal is whooping Conor McGregor's ass. That's just that. That's it. And that's that. And that's that. So, but I am excited for the fight. I'm happy. When Conor McGregor fights, it's always exciting. So I'm glad he's back. And him fighting Cowboy is going to be a fun fight and a fun fight lead up. What else you got, Robbie?
You got a Monday Night Football tonight. Pretty good game. Seahawks, Vikings, 8:15.
I was kind of stunned. Like I was like looking at the standings. Like, man, the Seahawks are kind of
they're always a prime time.
Yeah, but they're also like 9-2. It's just chugging along. 9-2. We good, baby.
And if they win, they take the division lead, and San Francisco drops all the way back to 5.
Ooh,
is it amazing? Like, I'm more than shocked that Buffalo's still keeping this going because normally by now they fold up shop, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just don't think.
You can't say you don't think by now when they've had 12 games to change your mind.
They've played a lot of bad teams, including Dallas.
Yeah, was Dallas their only winning team that they beat?
Yeah, and Dallas hasn't beaten a team over 500 all season.
This has the makings of, what is it, 2015 Dolphins?
Oh,
they played, they had such an easy schedule. They went 10-6.
Oh, the Fugazi gay season?
Yeah.
Fugazi.
He lost again. Just when he was feeling himself, winning three in a row.
He really was feeling himself. I could just smell it coming along. Everybody's like, oh, look, Gacy's finally got. No, he doesn't. He sucks. He's the worst. Well, I mean, look, the Bills have some chickens coming to roost. Like, they got the Ravens this week, they are in Pittsburgh. And in New England.
Yeah, that Pittsburgh game got flexed to Sunday night.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Mm. So, you know, we're going to find out. But, like, 9-3, man, they got to feel pretty comfortable about where they are playoff-wise. Like, it's, you know,
pretty much locked.
10 wins is going to get you into the playoffs.
And now with the Patriots losing yesterday, they may have an outside chance at the division.
It'll be the first time New England hasn't won
the division since
08. Division with a healthy Tom Brady. Be the first time, right?
Yeah, with a healthy Tom Brady, yes, correct, because that was the castle.
It only took him being 50 years old.
Right. I mean, think about that. As if that guy is healthy a whole year, they win the division. End of discussion.
How mad is he that they don't have Antonio Brown?
How mad is he they don't have any offense?
Yeah, they cut Josh Gordon, too.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Patriots way, dum-dums. You couldn't take one orchid spa joke, old crafty. And you, well, got, you couldn't let Josh Gordon be weird because you knew he was Josh Gordon?
They said the only person holding that back is Kraft.
Patriots.
Which, I mean, like, don't you have to be a big boy and move on?
Patriots.
If you love Tom Brady so much.
Right. Well, if you want to win.
Well, did you see he tweeted out yesterday, Antonio Brown tweeted out a video, an emoji of a Christmas tree, and then it's just the montage of him smoking the Dolphins with Tom Brady. So, like, you know, he's been trying. He's been on this campaign now for like 3 weeks to try and get back with the Patriots. He's trying.
Patriots.
Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, I got to give this out. It's a monster lock tonight. Unfortunately, it involves our Miami Hurricanes. They're playing basketball tonight at Illinois. Illinois is only an 8-point favorite, 7 o'clock tonight, as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Canes have lost 3 games but against the Power 5 by 20-plus points. And I'm counting that Louisville game because that was basically a 20-point game. So Illinois should easily cruise tonight. Easy lock. Thought I'd just give that out because it's the only time I could do it. Time-sensitive lock.
What, are they playing at 10 in the morning?
Well, they're playing tonight, 7 o'clock. Well, tomorrow we'll have a new show, and the lock will be passed. It'll be gone.
Texter hits in, is the reason McGregor been out for so long because he's juicing to get to 170? No, the reason he's been out so long is because he can't stop committing crimes.
Right. Punching old people in the face.
He's been a complete hooligan. What do you mean? No. No, that's not why he's been out so long. He can't obey the law. That's why he's been out so long. And he's so rich. That's why he doesn't want. He wants to fight at 170 pounds because he doesn't want to cut to 155 pounds. He's like, oh, I could do the fight and not have to cut weight. Yeah, I'll do that. He's so rich. Anyway, let's line it up for Heat Trivia. And then I want to get to this Myers-Leonard quote. This was great from last night. But if you want to play Heat Trivia, 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. We'll line it up for some Heat trivia. Got some Heat Knicks tickets to give away. And we'll get into some Heat. 15 minutes of Heat coming up next.
15 minutes of Heat.
Beep. 15 Minutes of Heat is brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. All right, let's play a little Heat trivia, Leroy. Give away these Heat tickets.
All right.
I want to get into this this Myers-Leonard quote.
Let me get some good names.
They're all kind of regs today. You got Kyle, you got Matt, Mike, Dwight Mamba, and Darius.
I'm going to go with Darius Rucker.
All right. What's up, Darius?
What's going on?
Not much, man. You ready to win these Heat tickets?
Of course.
What's going on in the background there, man? You like in a wood shop or something?
Yeah, building cabinets.
Oh, all right.
He was pretty accurate, huh?
Yeah, it sounded like a wood shop was going on over there. All right, man. You ready to do this thing? Win some Heat tickets?
Let's go.
All right, what former undrafted Miami Heat player attended Fresno State and had the nickname Bumpy? A, Hassan Whiteside, B, Josh Richardson, or C, Tyler Johnson?
Tyler Johnson.
All right.
Yeah.
Congrats. All right, that's one. All right, next up, what is the name of the Heat's new jerseys? A, Vice Wave, B, Oceanic, or C, Aquaculture?
Vice Wave.
That's right. All right, that's two in the bag. Two in the bag. This is to get your Heat tickets, all right?
Uh-huh.
Who was the last Miami Heat player to make an all-star team? A, Goran Dragic, B, Dwayne Wade, or C, Chris Bosh?
Oh, please, Goran.
It is Goran. Congratulations.
Yes.
Slovenian wizard. All right, go back to making your cabinets, man. Make me nuts with the sound in the background.
But I was thinking to myself, here's what we fail to realize. If you're a Heat guy, if you're Heat culture, you're all about the Heat. Those are easy questions.
Yeah, I know.
If you're not, they're hard.
Yeah.
So I think they're easy to us because we're around the Heat.
Yeah, that's right. And I want to send Heat fans, not like these bum-ass parents who send their kids to the American Airlines Arena wearing Steph Curry jerseys.
We still on that?
Yeah, I am still on it because you're bad parents and you're a plague on this community. Your kids should be out there wearing Vice Wave gear and instead they're rocking Steph Curry jerseys and they're bad, bad parents. Stick through the hard times. You're letting your kids hop around. This is what's wrong with our society today. How do you expect our kids to live through anything hard or any struggle if you're just going to go on a whim? They're allowed to go, oh, I'll root for Steph Curry. Oh, I'll root for LeBron and the Lakers. Oh, I'll root for Greek Freak. No. You stick here and you go through the good times and the hard times, Daddy. And so that means your kid wears a Dion Waiters jersey, whether it's through the 30-11 streak or with him tripping balls on gummies. All right? No matter what, you stick through the hard times.
I don't want to be married to those wishy-washy fans.
Super wishy-washy. And also, you fake parents, because you're out here trying to get street cred with your kids. Oh, Jimmy, I got us tickets to the Warriors game. All right, Dad, I can't wait to see Steph Curry. Yeah, we're totally going to see Steph Curry. And you know all the meanwhile, because you watch The Jump every single day, that Steph Curry is not playing this season. So you hoodwinked your kid, not only in life, but with this night, with a fake gift. So not only are you a terrible gift giver, but you're a terrible parent, which is why I took joy in all those little snot-nosed brats leaving the American Airlines arena crying because Tyler Herro wouldn't stop raining threes on their ass.
Texas says, D-Wade was on the All-Star team last year. Does that not count?
What? Nah, he was commission's. He was commission's choice.
Followed by... That guy was heat culture. He didn't stop working to answer the questions.
Yeah, he was in there, though. No, listen to me. Listen to me.
You knew right away what it was.
What?
Well, you said, what are you, a woodshop?
Yeah, it sounded like woodshop. Right. Now, listen to me. These kids are bad in our community, Leroy. And they're not against getting.
You're just like them.
Take their Steph Curry shoes and throw them into the trees.
You're just like them.
Nope.
You want me to tell you why?
Nope.
Who on this team has not been traded by you yet?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay, that's
Bam
because you just
bio.
Got him. Bam's always been on your list.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Let's not
Duncan
forget.
Duncan Robinson, Tyler Herro, Kendrick, a lot of guys.
No.
A lot of guys. Kendrick Nunn.
Not yet.
Airplane mode.
No, you've been throwing those guys in deals all for the last 2 years.
Listen, you're getting off track.
I see how far you stayed away from Gogi.
Goran Dragic and I are boys, all right? This guy loves me.
He stayed on the other side of the bench because the closer he got to Spo, the more likely he was. What about Winslow?
I may have thrown Winslow in some trades.
Every trade.
Maybe I've thrown him in some trades.
You've thrown Winslow, Jay Rich. You threw Jay Rich and Winslow in every trade.
Let's hear from Myers Leonard. This was Myers Leonard after the game with Jason Jackson, and he was explaining all these dum-dums who think that he'd have too many good players and why that's not going to work.
Again, honestly, it was just about taking advantage of the situation. Spo believing in me, and then obviously Bam checks back in, does a great job, and finishes the game. I mean, we have a lot of talented guys. That's the thing. You know, I'll be honest. Let's call for what it is. I've seen a lot of tweets about, well, now they got all their guys back. How are they going to handle this? How are, you know, guys going to be able to play a role? We have unselfish guys in this locker room. So when I stayed in the game, Bam understood. You know, I impact the game a little bit more. Spo decides it's time for me to come out. I'm happy for Bam. That's just the way it's supposed to be. You know, that's winning basketball. So, you know, this is a huge win. And I'm just thankful to be a part of it. Thankful my teammates and this staff believes in me and ready to rock and roll and get on to Toronto.
Listen.
That's right. Tyler Herro was in the deal for Bradley Beal.
No, he wasn't. You guys just say these things. I didn't make these trades.
No.
First of all, I never wanted. I didn't even want Bradley Beal. All right. I just did that for you guys because you guys wanted to talk about the whale thing. Where it's like, you guys want me to do the Hulk Hogan thing? Oh, Tobin, do the thing, do the whale thing. No, I wasn't interested in Bradley Beal. He's a losing player. All right. That's why they're 6-12. I'm not worried about Bradley Beal. What I'm worried about is Tyler Herro, 19 years old, balling out, wearing his big-ass chain.
I'm going to start calling you Young Manny.
Nope. Don't do that. Don't you dare call me Young Manny. I ain't nothing like Manny Diaz.
Yeah.
Flip-flop and excuse machine.
No?
Nope.
You sure?
Nothing like him.
Sounds like a whole lot of what had happened was.
You know what Myers Leonard just called out? The pseudo-experts.
Yeah.
The pseudo-experts, as Tony Fiorentino calls them. All these Twitter people with their opinions. Oh, maybe the Heat have too much depth. Yeah, first of all, it's just turning December. You don't think an injury is going to happen here or there? Why don't we slow our roll on what the Heat's depth issues are? Oh, there's too many good players. No, there's not. Guess what? No, there's not. When there's all these guys who are on the fringe of the league, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, that's a lot different than having a bunch of rich fat cats like they've had the last few years with Hassan Whiteside and Tyler Johnson and all these guys who are moping around because they can't get their numbers. What?
Very rarely do I come across a text that requires immediate attention. That winner wasn't making cabinets. He was forging spores, steel, and fire.
It's like our old quote, you know, character isn't made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it's forged in fire in between a hammer and an anvil. Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil. This is the NBA.
Oh, my God. I think this team is going to be famous more for some of the stuff that Spo and Pat Riley have said.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
Dude, balling out right now. That's when it was so much fun last night.
Yes.
By the way, hey, can we not do the games during the football? I was caught
off
guard.
I missed the whole game.
I had the iPad on.
I missed the whole game. Heat post game. I'm like, whoa, why are they playing in the middle of the day?
Well, typically I feel like Sunday games are at 6, and then all of a sudden my phone notified, bloop, tip-off starting. I was like, what? So I went immediately to start watching the Heat game, too, on my iPad while I had the football going.
I can't do
that. That must be a Brooklyn thing, because the Heat would never do that.
You know what else is a Brooklyn thing? Having a horse bleep court. That thing is atrocious. Do me a favor, Nets. Why don't you just stick to the old hardwood? Don't try and get all fancy with me with this gray court. Because you know what I thought, Leroy? I thought my television was broken because it looked like black and white with a bunch of guys. It looked basically like a Looney Tune where you had the old Looney Tunes mixing with the new Looney Tunes because I had guys in full color on the court playing on a black and white surface. So, it was weird.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
I've seen a couple.
The rainbow colors around the logo.
I mean, listen, I get it. You're doing the whole thing with Biggie and you want a little shout out to him. Cool. Do me a favor. You know what Biggie would have loved? He would have loved a regular hardwood. That's what he loved. All right? I don't know that for sure because I don't know his opinion on what a black and white court is. But what I can tell you is I would think one of the greatest rappers alive would like a regular hardwood. Please. Stop trying to make it all cute. I see other colleges trying to do this too. You want to know something? This isn't the Smurf turf. All right? One person did it. It was Boise State, who Leroy compared to Miami earlier in the show today. Radio.com Rewind. One person could do it. Okay, blue field, fine. But a black and white court? Go straight to hell, Brooklyn.
Doesn't somebody have a blue court? I thought I saw it this weekend.
If they do.
No, we saw it with Memphis. Remember we were watching
Memphis,
that bad
yes.
Ball? Yeah. Yes. Do me a favor, Memphis. How about this? Do me a favor, Memphis. Take your court and burn it with fire. Blue court. Get the hell out of here, blue court. This isn't street ball. You want to be like the Heat, you do the cute little Vice Wave court out in Hialeah. That's nice. That's a nice, adorable thing that they're doing for the kids. Not an actual gymnasium where we're trying to play basketball, okay? This isn't bocce ball, you ass clowns.
By the way, Biggie is no longer with us, so he can't be the best rapper alive.
Theoretically, one of the greatest rappers who was alive
wouldn't
like a black and white court.
I mean, that court was hypnotizing.
This,
by the way, somebody came in. My kid has a Parker jersey and couldn't be happier on Sunday at the was the Balloon Festival in Wellington.
It was an awesome day for Devontae Parker. It really was. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
But my God, fix your is that a Yormark idea? Do they still have those Yormarks up
Yormark
there?
Yormark is not in Memphis. They did it too.
It's a horrible, horrible thing. I hate it. Oh, look, there's that Doug Marrone. He should be fired. That dude sucks.
Oh, man.
Crazy. I hate him.
How about you chiming in? You got to use my sounder because...
Robbie hasn't got me a sounder yet. Sorry, man.
Put that to be your official sounder for getting distracted by the TV.
I'm telling you, that might have been... Meanwhile, Tobin's carrying this dead iguana over there.
Wasn't dead.
It was dead.
It was vicious.
By the way, these iguanas, man, they're reproducing like wildfire, man. They're all over the place.
Did you throw him down and he ran away, or did you have to go put him somewhere because he was frozen?
I placed him on a rock.
Yeah, see?
Because I'm an animal lover.
He didn't even try to fight it. He was frozen.
No, he tried to fight it when I picked him up. He tried to whip back.
You're one of those people that your wife has to keep an eye on, like, the children. Otherwise, you pick up an iguana and bring it to her. Like, you know.
Perhaps.
So who keeps an eye on you when you're keeping an eye on the kids?
I mean, you know, I just kind of watch myself and make sure we're not getting a little too crazy. That's why my son ends up with wearing a cardboard box on his leg.
I thought he was trying to be a goalie.
He was. He was. But then he decided that the box made him taller. That's why it's his tall foot.
Oh, because he put it on a tall foot. Oh, my goodness.
This is what I'm spreading, man. These are my genetics.
Oh, my goodness.
We're back after this.
Back with it, Goran Dragic. Around inside. Got it and fouled as he got the layup to go driving to the basket. Dragic trying to keep Miami relevant in this one right now, and he can pull it within four if he hits it with a minute 36 left. That's the ball game. Miami comes from behind and shocks the Nets here in Brooklyn. Oh, it looked so grim for the Heat. Miami comes away with a big 109-106 victory here in Brooklyn.
No sleep till.
You know, with Mike Inglis too, it was probably looking extra grim.
Oh, yeah.
Extra grim. I love it.
This would have been a Tommy Tyke special if we were on yesterday.
100%, man. Big time win for the Heat. Start off the road trip the right way.
They're winning games a lot of different ways. What I like.
Yeah, mostly they're winning blowouts. Like, they haven't had many games that have been this close. I think it's only their second one that's even been within, I think, whatever they call clutch games.
Yeah, that and this in Milwaukee.
I think, yeah. So, I mean, it was needed for the team. It was a good performance. They're back in action on Wednesday. They are taking on, or Tuesday. Tuesday they're taking on
the Raptors.
The Raptors.
Ooh, they'll be like twins, except who's going to get Siakam?
I would say Bam.
Yeah.
I would say Bam, man. So, yeah, they'll be back in action on Tuesday, taking on the Raptors. We'll have that game, of course, for you here on the ticket. Really, really great performance yesterday by the Dolphins. That's a good win. And look. All this stuff about, you know, Doug Peterson after the game where he's like, this is a good football team, the Dolphins. No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's
an adorable thing for you to say to make yourself not look as bad. They're not a good football
team. But you have to do that, too. Just like, what can Manny possibly say about FIU, right?
Oh, nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
He couldn't say, oh, we got, that's a good football team or whatever. Like, you can't, really? No, so
you could say they're well coached, which is true. It's better.
No, you could definitely say they're well coached. Right. You can't say they're a good football team.
Right.
You can't say. And out of this year, the thing you should probably be most excited about is it seems, man, you seem like you have a very competent head coach. Now, I think you made a good point earlier when you were talking about, you know, things do change with expectations and talent.
Well, it's just the style of football. Like, if you're better than somebody, you don't have to trick them. You see what I mean? So, for example, sometimes New England football looks bland.
Yep.
No, they don't. Why? Why put yourself in a situation? You don't have to trick them. Now, to a fan, that's fun. We like seeing the swinging gate.
I do.
You know,
that shouldn't have worked.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
you have to understand, you know what they do, right? They count. It's not an automatic play. So, if he doesn't have the look for it, you can call everybody in and just kick the extra point.
Yeah, Michigan.
Or kick the field goal.
Michigan did that.
I did it all my years of college. Swing a gate. You look over, if you see the numbers, right? Snap it to the holder, he throws it to you. We run a wedge in the end zone from over way outside.
Now, Leroy, explain to us non-football people what numbers mean. Because when I saw that, it looked like the punter and there was two defenders from the Eagles. It looked like the Eagles had the numbers there.
No. In the middle, here's what you have to do. You have to have, as a defender, you have to have one-on-one. You have to have man-on-man, right? But on either side, you can have, so if they have five guys on the left, I'm going to say five guys on the left, four guys on the right, and then they put two guys in the middle, right? Mm. So the defense has to line up accordingly. So where do you go? If you, you know, put five guys out wide and four guys out wide and have those two guys right there, they might just run up the middle. So what they do is they count the numbers. They say, this is what we're going to do based on the numbers, right? You run it out there. Now, I've never seen the old slipperoo by the wing guy, right, which is what was the kicker. Never saw that.
Nobody covered him.
Nobody covered him. You had to think that, like, who's ever seen that guy throw a ball?
They probably thought it was a joke.
They're right.
Like, what?
And how did that ball not get tipped? He just flung it over there.
He just threw, well, there was a window there, but he just flinged it in there, right? Like it was an option pass.
Dude was no look.
Right. So, like, yeah. But when I saw it, when he threw it, I was like, oh, I didn't see that.
Who got game? Do we know from the locker room who got game ball? Did the kicker get game ball or did Devontae Parker get game ball?
I would say
I feel like the kicker's got to get game ball.
Anytime the kicker does something good, right, he gets the game ball. Because we rag on kickers more than anybody.
Yeah.
So they need some feel good, too.
He needs some feel good. Both of them need some feel good. Like, they were swaggering, both of them.
Oh, my goodness. There's nothing worse than a swaggering kicker.
Oh, they're going to be swaggering this
worse.
Week.
Justin Tucker, he was swaggering, too, in his press conference.
But he got up there talking about big trust.
I love the fact that Hawk has a passer rating. It makes me laugh.
What?
Just go to the box score. His rating, his passer rating.
Perfect.
Perfect passer rating.
It's all, oh, where?
Right there. Okay. Matt Hawk, passer rating, 118.
Yeah. 118 is not perfect. It's 158.
It should be perfect. It's 101.
Yeah, but it's a 2-yard pass.
It was a 1-yard pass.
1-yard pass. I mean, that was crazy.
Fitzpatrick going out there slinging for 365.
I tell you what, you may hate the record, but I told you, early in the year, this seems fun to watch. I've never been so in. So,
that was the most fun. That was the most fun game I've had to watch. They
because you
been a fun
won.
Watch.
Admit it. Because they won. Well, if they had 31 points.
No, but the style they won in.
If it wasn't, if they would have had 31 and the Eagles would have had 37, wouldn't have been as much fun. Admit it. Nah, you like to win.
If they would have ended up losing that game on a Hail Mary, I would have been like, you know, that's still
a
fun game.
That's not it. I'm saying if they were up 30. If they were down 37-31 and ended up losing at that score, you wouldn't have the same feeling.
We would have said enjoyable loss. In fact, I was prepared to come in here and say, hey, enjoyable loss.
Yeah.
28-14, all right, this game's over. That was a fun first half. Enjoyable loss. And then they're better position for the draft, and then they come back and winning. And it was still fun.
They've had enjoyable losses this year. Like, I remember the Cowboys had an enjoyable half of a loss. You know, and then the second half happened. And it was terrible.
The Cleveland game, I mean, it was an easy loss. It was down big, and then they made it interesting.
Let us down easy.
Somebody said, did you see the kicker's face before he made that pass?
Yeah, he was like.
Clearly, the game face is not there, right?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
But why would it be?
Well, I mean, don't look at the defense like, hey, guys, I'm getting ready to throw a pass. I got some chicanery coming.
I couldn't hold my face on a
trip. No, you what? No, you can't. You get caught within like 3 seconds because you give the smirk.
Text writes in, last night was the first time we saw Jimmy help us come back for the win. He should have played in Houston. We might have won. He had the bubble guts. He couldn't play.
Let me tell you, bubble guts is none to me. Hey, by the way, Kenny.
Kenny Walker.
Did I tell you what he did?
Voice of Hard Rock Stadium and Beach Host.
I'm walking. Like, I got to go bed. I'm going to go to the bathroom. The bathroom I hate using, right?
We have a DJ bathroom.
It's a bathroom that's just like
it's a lone wolf,
right?
It's a lone wolf,
and it's right across from Power 96.
Yep.
Right. So I go in there to use the bathroom. He stops me. He says, "Hey, are you going in there to let out a heater? Because I got to go too." I'm like, "Who asked?"
No shame in his game.
No shame. I'm like, dude, no. I'm not right across the studio from all the studios. You can never come back to work.
No, I go different level for heaters in this building.
Oh yeah.
I go downstairs.
You can't go.
I go to the hidden tombs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm not.
Hey, you might have to go in the dark, but you're alone.
Yep.
That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Oh, it's the worst too. I have gone down there before where
somebody
has been in there, and I'll be like, oh no, somebody else knows about this place. But normal.
I'm not going to mention no names, but people have bragged about some of the heat they left in there.
All right, everybody have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.